Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your day. My good friend Charlie Alamo is joining me again. Charlie, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Tuttle. How's everything going down there?
Wonderful, man. I know that we were scheduled for a certain time, but I ended up having to go to Walgreens. And, you know, sometimes I swear to God, it is the slowest effing like Walgreens that I've ever been to, because now everybody's wanting to get their shots.
Oh, sure. And they're not very fast to begin with at Walgreens. There's usually only one person on the register and one person back in the pharmacy. So it's never fun.
Yeah. And then have you ever noticed, like, I mean, I have no problem with it, but it's just like they only have one pharmacist on staff. And I guess he technically is the only one allowed to fill the bottle, because you can't just have like non-pharmacy or pharmacist people, because I'm telling you right now, like back in the day, whenever I was like maybe a drug addict, I would be like, whoops, I would short maybe like one or two every, you know, once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got to play self pharmacists at home.
Like, hydrocodone this week. All right. You know, you miscount a little bit. And I've never understood. Have you ever seen how they pour them out into like those little trays, and then they got like this little butter knife where they like put them in there?
They do.
Do you check? Do you count your pills? Whenever, like, if you ever get a prescription and stuff, because I do. Because
I do.
I'm very over paranoid.
Well, I'm not. I'm just like, a lot of the times, they're super expensive, so I want to make sure they're giving me the right amount. You don't know what fucking Dr. Bill's doing behind the fucking counter back there. I mean, there is cameras, but you want to make sure that he's not shorting you anything.
Or he got into a fight. His wife was like bitching at him about, like, you know, not taking out the garbage or something, or maybe he's not getting enough sex, or she's withholding sex and he's like just pissed and he's not like paying attention. You know, I'm not saying they're stealing, but maybe he just ain't counting right.
Maybe he's just generally just disgruntled. It happens. Everybody gets that way at work.
And why haven't they come up with a machine where, you know, like when you go to like fill up an ice jug or whatever at a hotel, like a button you can hit and you can just put in the amount of number and it just like dispenses it for you?
Yes. I mean, if they can come up with machines now that'll fill up a cup perfectly with soda in it, why can't they come up with a thing that dispenses the right amount of pills? Then you literally don't need a pharmacist. You could just have somebody that's licensed, like a licensed, you know, technician or whatever they could call them, that could be in charge of, that's just a fancy way of saying cash register operator. And they sell you your pills. They put in a thing, it processes it. Dude, you know how much quicker that would be?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, but they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that at all.
I see it as a good thing for big pharma. They less people that they have to worry about. And, you know, they get their pills out quicker, which they always are wanting to do.
Did you ever watch the show Nurse Jackie?
A little bit.
Do you remember she had the big pain pill problem there? And then she freaked out. They went to this new system where, like, the machine would dispense the pills out, but, like, you had to put in your own code or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she was trying for, like, a couple episodes to figure out. Like, that's the thing about it. Drug addicts, if they put all the thought that they did into scoring drugs, like, they could do anything. Like, also the same people that are thieves or con artists and stuff. Like, if they put as much thought into scheming, they could do any job in the world they would want.
Oh, and they would be extremely successful at it.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, you guys go through all this problem. It's like, you guys could be doing this legally and making tons of money.
Yeah. I mean, that's what started the whole opium epidemic in Florida.
Do you?
Legal money.
I wanted to ask you, I have this problem where I tend to overthink things. Do you overthink things sometimes?
Some things, yes. Yeah, for sure.
I'll give you an example because I'm waiting in line and I could not tell. Like, you got to remember, here in Florida, women have kids at a very, very young age sometimes. I don't mean to stereotype.
No, and it's not in Florida. It's around here, too. It's an epidemic in its own self.
But this kid, this woman, you know, semi-attractive, ooh, you know, for Oak Hill, Volusia County.
Okay.
Had like a 14 or 15 year old kid with her. Okay. And I was like sizing up and stuff, but I could tell there was something off about the kid. Like, I'm not making fun of the kid or whatever, but I could tell, like, you know, because I do feel like I'm a little bit on the spectrum when it comes to autism. I think everybody's a little bit on the spectrum.
I would agree with that, but I think you're a little more than a little on the spectrum.
But I could tell just because the kid, like, would not look people in the eyes, you know.
It's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, but I have a hard time doing that as well, too. But, you know, sometimes people take that as a sign of disrespect, though, too, right?
No, yeah, they do. That's why I don't make a lot of eye contact with people. But if I'm in a conversation with them, I'll stare directly into your eyes like fucking dead style and just, you know. I'm not,
but I go over the top where I, like, when I do, like purposely, like, all right, make eye contact. It's like I'm staring through their soul almost. And then it gets even creepier.
Yeah. I've done that as well. So I know how that goes, but yeah, I do. I don't tend to make a lot of eye contact unless I, like I said, if I'm in a one-on-one, you know, meeting with somebody or something like that, I'm going to, you know, make eye contact the entire time. You got to.
So the kid was getting his COVID shot, all right? I could tell he was a little nervous. And, you know, I've been trying to, you know, even though, like, you know, people hear me on the radio and hear some of the things that I say, they think that I'm insensitive or I don't have compassion. And I could tell that the kid was nervous about getting the shot, all right? And he was wearing a Super Mario Brothers shirt. You know, and, you know, the little turtles that you could jump on. And, you know, if you hit them twice, they would, like, shoot out or whatever.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I was like, hey, man, that's a pretty cool Super Mario Brothers shirt. And he looked directly. I couldn't tell if it was a mom or an older sister or whatever. Like, hey, is it OK for me to talk to this guy? You know, and she was like, yeah, sure. And then he just would not, like, it was just like verbal diarrhea, which I didn't have a problem with. But back to overthinking things, like, I was like, the whole time I was like, oh, this woman probably thinks I'm like a pedophile or a creep or something, or I'm trying to make friends with him and just to, you know, maybe kind of hit on her. Like,
or she's thinking the other thing. We don't talk to this son of a bitch. Why don't you?
Yeah, well, I know that, but do you get what I'm saying, though? Like,
no, I know exactly what you're saying, especially nowadays with the climate of anything, you got to be worried about talking to any kid, really.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I talked about this the other day, how, you know, I'm such a big baseball fan. I would love to coach a little league team because, like, I work well with kids. Like, I kind of consider myself, I think you do as well, like, we are kind of young at heart, right? But what I mean is,
that's
like,
a nice way of saying we're retarded.
Exactly. But I'm able to connect with kids. I know that sounds weird when by saying that.
Oh yeah, you're not helping yourself out any here.
No, but what I'm saying, though, is I've always had this thing that I always find it weird and suspicious if a little league coach coaches a team and he does not have a kid on that team.
I definitely find that suspicious. I also find it suspicious when it's not a female coaching a female team. You know what I mean? Like, maybe not so much in the professional level, because by that point they're getting paid. And so they usually have wives and stuff like that. But especially in high school.
Like a man coaching a woman's or teenage volleyball team.
Yes. A high school volleyball team. I got to question that.
Especially those shorts. Have you ever noticed, like,
they're extremely short.
Yeah. And like in the Olympics too, you know, they were making a big deal, you know, because the beach volleyball girls are always picking the wedges out of their ass cracks and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what exactly is a conducive lower body half covering for that? You know, do they have one?
But men wear shorts and like wife beaters when they're playing beach volleyball.
Well, I think the women could too if they wanted to. Maybe not wife beaters. They, you know, stick with that sports bra thing and, you know, they could wear shorts too. They can make a tighter, you know, cut short.
Well, they were also making a big deal. A lot of the gymnasts, you know, there were a couple of gymnasts in this past Olympics. So they were like, oh, it's sexist because we got to wear these white lay or very tight like unitards and stuff like that. And I'm sorry, but some of these women have fat vaginas, if you know what I'm saying. And sometimes, you know, like you can see some toe if you know what I'm talking about. And it makes me feel like a real creepo.
That's no way to talk about the Russian gymnast team.
Nadia Comaneci.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, no, that's what I was meaning by overthinking things. And I really do think that hinders me in making new relationships sometimes.
So the entire time you're talking to this kid, you're thinking about the Russian gymnastics team's wedgies. And also at the same time, if in fact this woman thinks that you're a pedophile
or trying to hit on the kid or trying to talk to the kid so I can get her number.
Yeah, you're trying, which is
that's crazy. It makes me seem like a lunatic.
Is that not the ultimate move? The guys that can do that, that work through the kid to get to the chick. That seems like such a hassle. You know what I mean? To go through the kid to get the woman. Wouldn't it be easier if you already had the woman and then you're like, you just got to show up there one day and the kid's there and you're like, oh, hey, you want to make me disappear? Start calling me dad.
How many people do you think sign up for Big Brother, Big Sister?
Ooh.
Just to meet chicks like moms or stuff like that.
You know what? I don't know, but I bet there's
got to be some.
There is. There has to be. Guys are fucking, they're low and they will go after anything, especially at a Big Brother program, which, you know, that alone, that's kind of a tough transition too.
What was that Paul Rudd movie where he got in trouble and it had that, Jane Lynch, you know who Jane Lynch is?
Yeah.
Yeah. The one that she is lesbian, right? I think she is.
Yeah, she definitely is. She's married to, I don't remember her name now. Somebody.
Mm. What do you think the hottest lesbian couple, famous couple there? I mean, you got to give Ellen credit. Ellen DeGeneres did land some pretty hot ass.
Yes. Yeah. What's her name from?
Portia. Portia de Rossi.
Yeah,
and then Anne Hesh, you know, before she went crazy, remember they found her in somebody's backyard because she was like on ecstasy and acid or whatever and thought like aliens were after her.
She was really weird. Remember she had for like a half a second, she had a show with Jason Ellis on Sirius where they gave out like love advice.
Are you kidding me? Oh, no shit.
It was the most bizarre fucking show I have ever heard.
Yeah, that Anne Hesh movie. Do you remember the one that she did with Harrison Ford where they were like,
how could I forget? 6 days, seven nights. And a young David Schwimmer.
Oh, yeah. He was the husband
boyfriend
of Anne Hesh, right?
Yeah. And then he ends up hooking up with Harrison Ford's Latino lover or whatever that chick was that he was hooking up with. And then they ended up falling in love, and Anne Hesh and Harrison Ford ended up falling in love. Yeah, I remember the first time I saw this, I was like, this movie could be good. And then I watched it, I was like, this movie sucks.
Yeah. You know what movie was on the other night? Because I had seen the movie Get Him to the Greek with Jonah Hill and Russell Brand.
Yeah, I never saw that one. I saw the first one.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall, I finally saw for the first time. What do you think of that guy from How I Met Your Mother? I forget his name.
Jason whatever.
Yeah. Big fan or not? He's not particularly
really
funny, but like I don't know. Like he's a weird one to kind of nail down.
The only role that I didn't mind him in was in Knocked Up, but I didn't really like that movie. You know what I mean? I thought he was fine as that kind of sleazy character when he's trying to pick up Paul Rudd's wife and stuff like that. Old, what's her name that's married to Judd Apatow? You know who I'm talking
about. Oh, yeah, I know which one you're talking about. She's the real ditzy kind of like sounding woman. Yeah.
Leslie Mann.
Yes. Yeah.
She was in The Cable Guy.
Yeah, the first time I saw you said his name's Jason. I forget his last name. Anyways,
Jason something. Yeah, I don't remember.
Do you remember the movie Can't Hardly Wait? It was that teenage movie
with that had a bunch of people in it. Young Seth Green was in that, and
young
hot who was the chick that was in it?
Oh God damn it! I can't look while I'm recording. So if you could. You have a chance if you can. Anyways.
Oh, she was in Heartbreakers with Sigourney Weaver and she had three names. Jennifer Love Hewitt. There it is.
Yes. I was with Carson Daly for a while too. And she turned out to like be nutso.
Well, didn't they all? I mean, look at all those chicks that all had that same kind of role. Her, Eliza Dushku, Alyssa Milano. She ended up being batshit crazy.
We interviewed Eliza Dushku in the studio, and she was hot as hell, really hot. And also, she was in the movie Bring It On. Remember, Kirsten Dunst loved her in Interview with the Vampire, but after that, man, like I started to really hate her.
You know what she was good in? That third season of Fargo, the TV show. She was in that one, and she plays the wife of the guy that Jesse Plemons, the guy that kind of looks like a retarded version of Matt Damon.
Oh, dude, him, Jesse Plemons got fat as fuck.
Well, now he's got every role. I remember seeing him in Black Mass and being like, was that Matt Damon? And like,
Black Mass.
And he looked like he had Rocky Dennis mask on.
Yeah, Black Mass was an underrated movie, in my opinion.
I'm actually reading a book about one of the hitmen that worked with Whitey Bulger, and they're going over a lot of those stories. God, Whitey Bulger was a complete piece of garbage. Not that he was somebody to look up to, but I mean, not only did he play the fence, but he was just a fucking creep.
He just did not care. Like, you remember that scene in Black Mass where like that one guy kind of fucked up a little bit and they were just going to have a meeting and he thought everything was great and they're just walking to the bridge. Like you never want to meet with a gangster like under a bridge because that's never a good sign, in my opinion.
They say it in Goodfellas, the guy that'll kill you is the best, you know, your best friend. That's the one that gets somebody close.
And they're just walking. They just shoot him right in the back of the head. But Breaking Bad, one of the, you know, he played, Plemons played Todd in Breaking Bad. And one of the most creepiest scenes, well, there were two scenes. Remember when he just blew that kid away on the dirt bike?
Vaguely.
Well, remember they were stealing the chemical they needed to make the meth from the train. And the kid was just riding his dirt bike around and Jesse Plemons just was like waving at him. And then he pulled out a gun and wasted him. And then the other scene was when Jesse was trying to escape from the white supremacist people.
Okay.
And they went to his girlfriend's house and they were like, yeah, we got Jesse out in the car. And the woman steps out and he was like, this is nothing personal. And just shot her in the back of the head. Like it was nothing. Like he played the best psychopath. Now, they've done a lot of research and a lot of psychologists have said this actor played the best psychopath in movie history. He's the guy that nailed it the most. What character, or you can give me the movie and character.
Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs?
No, No Country for Old Men.
Oh, okay. That guy looks like he...
The haircut, the way like
that he had that Mo Howard haircut and he had a dead face.
Yeah, and my favorite line from that movie, do you remember when he was trying to get away and he gets T-boned and he pays the kid like $200 for a shirt to make a sling And the other kid's like, man, the fucking bone sticking out of your arm, man.
Yeah, vaguely. That was a movie I only saw once. I don't know why. That's a Coen Brothers movie. You think?
Yeah,
I
it is.
It a few times. I don't know you why.
You were talking about Fargo. Was the season with Chris Rock any good?
No, that's when I actually stopped watching it. It got so ridiculous that I was like at first I was like, oh, okay, Chris Rock playing a gangster. That's kind of be kind of cool. And then I watched like 3 episodes and then I just stopped.
Yeah, I mean,
first season of the TV show was the best with that dude from The Office, the British version of The Office. And
wasn't Billy Bob in one of them as well?
He was in the first season and he played a complete psycho. Talk about a great character. In one scene, the guy comes in there to threaten him and Billy Bob Thornton's taking a dump with the door open. And the guy's just staring at him. And he's like, what do you want? And the guy's like, do you want me to give you a minute? He's like, no, what do you want? And the he goes there to kill him. He's like, well, I'll just give you a minute. And then Billy Bob Thornton shoots him with a gun.
What do you think Billy Bob's best role is?
Probably.
I mean,
that,
everybody's going to say Sling Blade, but I'm.
That 7-year character that he played when he was married to Angelina Jolie, running around getting piles of blood.
That was such a weird. He must have the biggest penis.
He must be a smooth talking southerner.
Speaking of Billy Bob, the movie that was actually on the other day, and it does not hold up at all. I thought it was the greatest movie at the time, but Armageddon, holy crap.
Oh, God, so terrible. I hated that movie, dude. I hated the soundtrack. I hated Ben Affleck. I hated Bruce Willis. I even hated Steve Buscemi, and I like Steve Buscemi. Just that movie was terrible.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Okay. So what would be easier, to train a bunch of oil riggers?
Yeah, a bunch of roughnecks.
A bunch of roughnecks to be astronauts, or train a bunch of astronauts to be oil riggers?
Well, either way, you don't want Ed Harris anywhere near the situation. unless you're trying to get some things off the rock. Then in that case, you need a Stanley Goodspeed as well.
Yeah. That might have been Nick Cage's best role.
That might have been the worst fucking spy secret agent fucking name ever. Stanley Goodspeed. Talk about no thought put into it whatsoever.
Well, no, they probably just gave him that name so they could drop that line at the end where they were. What's his face? Fuck. See,
Connery?
Connery just says, Godspeed, good speed.
Oh, yuck. Yeah, that movie was not very good. Although it had a young, the guy that cuts his hair was in a bunch of TV shows. He was in, Christ, no, I can't even think of, Yes, Dear, and a bunch of other stuff. Not Michael Matthew, but the other guy.
No, you're talking about the guy, have you ever watched that TV show, Mom? I know that
Allison Janney.
Yeah. And the guy in the wheelchair. He was in Armageddon as well too. Remember, he was one of the pilots.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a little bit of a weird character as well too. But it's something I talked about yesterday. Did you have a chance? I know you don't watch a lot of hardcore news, but Lester Holt. Like, if out of all the guys that host the national news at night, like, well, there's one woman, I think she's on CBS, but like Lester Holt definitely has to be at the top of the mountain, wouldn't you say?
I thought he was a coach. Oh, that's Lou Holt.
No, Lou Holt, actually, Drew Garabo, when I was working with him, because, you know, before Drew got into radio, he was one to go into the service industry.
I thought you were going to say he wanted to become a coach, and so he did special teams with him.
No. And Drew actually, it makes a lot of sense. He said, if you want to prepare yourself for radio, work in the service industry, having to just deal with people every single day. And he says that it really, really did help him out. But Lou Holtz lives in Orlando, as well as that guy from College Game Day, the old senile dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's on
Lee Corso.
Yeah, Lee Corso. They both live in Orlando, and Drew used to serve them when they lived in Orlando. And he said Lou was like the best tipper in the world.
I bet. Who do you think is more bizarre? Lee Corso or Dick Vitale?
Dickie V. I mean, Dickie V is doing Geico commercials now.
Dude, when I lived in South Florida, he was doing Hooters commercials and they were terrible. Dust in your mouth is better than on your chin, baby. He's fucking terrible, this old man. But he sticks with the gimmick. He got the gimmick and he fucking ran with it. And you know what? He's still making money. Good for him.
What about Marv? Marv Albert stuck with the gimmick. Biting people and stuff. But I mean, yes.
Yeah. Yes. He wore women's underwear just like Kenny Albert does now. I don't know if Kenny Albert does or not, but he'll never be Marv.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, but, you know, talking about national news, but Lester Holt had the Capitol police officer that shot that Ashley Babbitt chick.
Oh, yeah.
On, you know, during the Capitol riots back mm-hmm. in January.
Let me ask you a quick question about that before you go into your thing. Do you notice something else? Do you notice that they keep, like, every time they show a picture of this chick, they start showing better pictures than what they were before?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're digging up sympathy.
Oh, look at this one. Looks a little bit better. Let's throw this up there. Hey, this one, she's got, like, a kind of a glow around her.
Well, because it is the truth. Like, all right, so, like, if you had two people that died in the same way, who are you going to feel worse for? The good looking person or the ugly person?
I don't even think they would show the ugly person. That's when they just show the name. You know, when they have a photo for it, they just show the name and other people injured.
Yeah. 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 But it was an interview. And I wanted to get your opinion. Her being in the Air Force,
mm-hmm.
she should have known better. Right. Because. Yeah. I mean, that was the last door before you got onto the Senate floor. Like, if you're going to climb through that door, like, if you get shot, I mean, like Blitz on Bubba's show used to say, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. And I kind of agree with that.
Yeah. It's the same thing with these people that are fucking crying, defund the cops. Then they go to a riot, they get hit in the head with the brick, and then they're like, why nobody help me?
Because you
can't have it both ways. You get one way and that's it. You don't want cops. Okay. When you get smashed in the face and your car stolen, you got to deal with that. You're going to go to a riot. You're going to get hit with tear gas. You may get shot in the stomach with a rubber bullet. It's one of the things that's going to happen. Now it's same thing with a team winning. And then you start a riot. Things are going to happen. And if you are going to get caught up in it, you may get injured.
Yeah, like that when the Phillies beat the Rays and that dude that was climbing on that. We talked about this before. The guy that was climbing on the red light sign up there, and he got just hit right in the head with the Jack Daniels. Like, those bottles never break either way. No. Neither do Crown Royal bottles. Like,
no, it always hits the corner somehow.
Yeah, that dude got hit perfectly right in the forehead and then landed in the crowd about 20 feet.
Did you see the article? So Dead and Company were touring. That's like the surviving members of Grateful Dead and John Mayer. They tour around.
God.
Yeah, who cares about that? So anyway, this fucking like 35 or 40 year old executive for this new alcohol company took a bunch of acid and took a header off of Citi Field. Somebody said that they saw him do like a front flip and he just went bam right into the ground, dude.
You know, these trends that pop up, you know, everybody's want to be TikTok famous, Instagram famous.
Disgusting. I despise all those people. Those are the people we need to round up, are these people that want to be famous from fucking TikTok and Instagram. We need to get a hold of these people and shut them down.
Now, the only Milk Crate Challenge video that I've liked so far was the guy that, well, it could have been more impressive, but he already had the blunt split and already had the tobacco out of it. And he walked all the way up to the top, filling it with weed with the blunt wrapper. Mm-hmm. He stops at the top, licks it, gets it going, gets it down to the bottom, and then they light it up. So, but what I'm saying, though, it would have been way more impressive if he would have had to split it, right? Get rid of the tobacco, pull out the weed, put it in there. Because, I mean, there is a science to splitting a blunt and getting the tobacco out of it.
There's a whole science behind everything. Shit, my my buddy's old hippie uncle can still roll joints one-handed, and that alone is impressive to see.
Are you more of a joint or a blunt guy?
I'll smoke either or. I really can't roll a blunt. I can roll a pretty decent joint, like a mid-sized joint. I can't roll a big fat one, and I can't roll a pinner, so it's kind of weird. But I'll smoke a blunt, especially if it's rolled nice.
I hate these people that are like weed snobs sometimes.
I do
not hate them, but like they will get those like hardcore, like expensive tobacco leaves that they roll like cigars and shit. And they're like, this is the only thing I smoke my weed out of. And like, they
taste like garbage.
Yeah, and I was like, I really don't care. I've smoked weed off of a Busch Light can. So it really does not give a damn to me how I'm smoking it.
I smoked weed off a hot knife using a stove to warm them. So, I mean, it's everything. But I definitely don't like weed snobs, and I definitely don't like people who were really over the top about, you know what I mean, really, really over the top weed people.
Like, I only smoke my weed off of Cuban cigar leaves.
Yeah, good for you. I don't want to fucking smoke your weed then. I don't care. Like, if that's who you are, that's cool. Same people with, like, I only do dabs. I don't even smoke flower. What are you talking about? You're like, okay, cool. Go do dabs. I worked with
a radio person that, it was at the BRN. If you had to guess who was the one person, I was like, I don't smoke flower anymore.
Grace?
No. He's a behind the scenes guy.
Bubba?
No. Behind the scenes show prepper.
Oh.
Named after a rock band.
Named after a rock?
Pantera. It's
okay. Yeah. I wasn't thinking about him. I was thinking about a few years ago. I almost said Colton, but I was like, he's not named after a rock band.
No. Pantera. Like, he was like, I don't mess with the flower anymore.
You know what? And that's good for you, because you know what? Then that ruins you for everything. I know people that just do dabs and they'll still smoke, you know, weed too, but it's like, they don't get high. So why would you even waste it on them? If they're just going to do dabs, let them do dabs. That's cool.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Like, I'm a novice weed smoker, which I have not smoked in a week.
Good,
because
you're planning on making the big move.
Yeah. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Do people know that you're planning on moving from your parents' house to the White House in 3 years?
Yeah.
Biggest move of all. Hey, I think you could run the country pretty fucking well. A lot better than this sleepy president that we have.
Did you see his press conference last night?
Yeah, when he starts squirting out a couple fucking tears. Where has this guy been? And now he starts crying.
And then he wanted
people,
to... Com-
he got people killed, Tuttle. This he, is insanity.
He wanted to compare... I'm not talking about the cracked out Sonny Han. I'm talking about the Bo. I think the one that was in the military.
Bo Biden?
You know. Yeah, Bo Biden, I think.
Terrible.
Well, one of his sons was in the military, but he died of brain cancer or whatever.
Oh, Hunter.
And
not Hunter.
Well, I don't even know. I really don't give a fuck about any of
one.
Yeah. He said he actually smoked Parmesan cheese one time to get off of crack cocaine. Yeah, I don't know why. Does not make any sense at all. But his one son did not die in combat. He died of brain cancer. And he was trying to compare. He was like, I know how you feel. I lost my son who was in the military, but he didn't die in action like those 12 Marines that got blown up by a IED yesterday.
Whatever happened to being sympathetic to the people that are dead and not trying to make it about yourself? I fucking hate that so much. Somebody dies and it's like, you know, well, I know because as someone else who has lost someone. Listen, that's not what they want to hear right now, motherfucker. They want to know why the fuck this happened to begin with and what you're fucking doing, giving away where people are located and all the other bullshit, you fucking half asleep California raisin fucking idiot.
Well, I also, I don't want to see our president crying. Sorry.
No, no. The only, you don't even want to see him crying if it was Ronald Reagan in film. Like, you don't want to see them showing any emotion except for anger and swift justice. And maybe, you know, every once in a while, a thumbs up or something like that, because presidents like to give a thumbs up.
I forget the president. I mean, we played the audio on Bubba's show, but there was a president where he was such he had so much swagger. He would call like this certain tailor in the middle of the night and said, he was talking about, I need my pants, you know, and I need the end seams a little bit bigger because, you know, my dick and my balls get a little scrunched up there. You know, I want a president that's just got that type of swagger that will call a tailor at like 2 a.m. in the morning and be like, yeah, I need some pants. Love them. Got them from you one time before, but I need the end seams bigger because of my dick.
We definitely do need a Martin Van Buren type president.
But yeah, no president, no crying, no crying in politics. I mean, not to quote Tom Hanks.
Not anywhere. Do you see fake president in Deep Impact crying, Mr. None other than
Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, Mr. Morgan Freeman crying. No, and the whole world was going to get blown up. You don't cry.
Exactly. You don't cry.
Man, it's just, it looks bad. We look weak. We got a bumbling fool. Our vice president's hiding out. And we're looking like not very good. And not that I'm a big political person, but I mean, you cannot go anywhere without seeing about this. So I read stuff and it's just, it's disappointing. You know, I didn't vote, but apparently I voted for him. So,
you know how many people like, you know, the guy that had more heat on him than anybody, but you never saw him get phased?
Don Lemon?
Slick Willie. Bill Clinton. Yeah. Like, I mean, the guy just like he could get up and talk like he would have been. I swear to God, I would pay a subscription fee if Bill Clinton did a radio show. Like he was the best public speaker we've ever had. Like, could you like see Bill Clinton doing a shock jock type show?
Oh, Bill like, Uncensored would be amazing.
Oh, yes. Like, it would be the biggest thing in the world. But like, he had Whitewater on top of him. He had that ugly bitch that was like trying to get Monica Lewinsky to, drop dime on him and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Bill, like, you know what he did? Like, he worded it like, I didn't inhale, even with the weed thing. Yeah, I smoked weed, but I didn't inhale.
Yeah. And then and played sax on Arsenio. So,
yeah. And he also worded it correctly. He was like, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I did get a blowy, but yeah, I did not penetrate.
Now, I didn't penetrate. A cigar might have, but I didn't.
Yeah. And you know what? He just, and guess what? One of the most popular presidents we've ever had because he knew how to work.
Not only that, he was conscious. He didn't, you know, leave seed in the woman. He did on the dress. But
yeah.
that also was incriminating.
Yeah, I would have had the Secret Service like, give her some White House, gifts. Yeah, gifts. You know, like give her some White House T-shirts and
terry cloth robe.
Yeah.
Confiscate that dress
and get her out the back because they said Kennedy used to sneak bitches through the underground tunnels into the White House.
Oh, that's just underground tunnels. And Tom Fu. Well, of course, he was a...
Well, that whole Kennedy family didn't give a damn. Didn't the brother, like, crash a car?
And killed that chick in Quinnipiac.
Yeah, and didn't even, like, call. He just got out.
No, this is even more of a baller. He killed that chick. He went home, took a shower, waited around for a couple hours, and then called.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you got to make sure she's dead.
Well, I mean, if you're a part of the Kennedy family back then, like, it was like the mob. Like, you could have gotten away with anything.
That's how Joe Kennedy got his money was he was a bootlegger, and he was working with the mob. That's how the Kennedys got set up with what they did, and that's why the whole push for JFK and the mob's backing and people being pissed when... certain people's hands weren't getting shook anymore because somebody took presidency. And then that's how the whole conspiracy of the mob being behind the hit happens.
Do you think JFK Jr. would have had a political future if he wouldn't have been a dumbass and like and
flown with cast on his plane? Yeah.
Well, didn't he like he flew that plane? I think he was the one, right? JFK Jr. Was the one that crashed the plane, right?
He had, like, broke his foot or something a few days before, so he's flying with a cast, and it fucked things up. Plus, he flew into bad weather, which is always...
Yeah, well, he was upside down, and he didn't even know it. Like, he really didn't.
No.
He thought he was going up, but he was actually going down when he pulled up the stick.
And he had some... Like, his claim to fame was some magazine that he started, too. I can't remember what the name of it was. It wasn't that... Well, obviously, it's probably not around anymore because he's gone. He probably would have had some kind of political career. I mean, he was a slick-looking guy, so people would have voted for him. He probably would have been, like, maybe a governor of New York or something like that. You know what I mean?
All right. Did you ever, for a while, I thought Chelsea Clinton was semi-attractive at one time.
What time was that?
I guess when I was a kid. I don't know. Oh. Maybe I was just horny teenager back then.
I mean, she didn't look bad a few years ago before she got married. She wasn't, you know, she looks.
What about the Bush twins? So, you know, that Jenna Bush is all over the NBC Today show.
Back in the day, they used to be some pretty rowdy party girls, too. So.
Oh, well, Bush, I mean, from what I've heard, loved the, back in the day.
Wasn't he so tooted up that he tried to go fight in Vietnam when it was already over?
And he owned a baseball team. Now, I will say this, though, out of all the, like, you know, how they'll bring celebrities out to throw first pitches and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy had a lot of pressure. It was the first game. MLB had in New York. It was the Yankees, I think the Yankees and the Mets after 9/11, and Bush comes out and throws game one of the World Series, the first pitch. And I got to tell you, he threw it right down the middle.
Yeah, you got to
He didn't even bounce
better.
It. He well, didn't bounce that, it.
If he would have bounced it, that would have been the equivalent to our president crying.
Exactly. But he went out there and did it. And one of my favorite quotes from George, when it comes to presidents, I usually vote for the one that's going to give me the most material to be able to talk about.
Oh,
and
okay.
Bush and George W. gave us a lot of great drops. Like, I remember he was giving a press conference right before he's about to tee off from the first hole or the first hole on a golf course. And he's like, you know, talking about, you know, Iraq and the war on terror and stuff. And he's like, hey, I gotta get started here. And after he got done with this serious conversation, he was like, watch me hit this shot. And he ripped it straight down the middle, like 250 yards and just walked off. And I was like, you know what? George was a little bit of a pimp.
Yeah, that was pretty badass. What about fool me once, we won't get fooled again?
or gynecologists practicing their love for women.
Or the way he Abu Ghraib, he didn't know how to say Abu Ghraib. He
I mean, he gave us a lot of great stuff. Oh,
he was, and you know what? There, people forget too, and they want to say that Trump was not well liked. People fucking hated Bush,
but now they love him.
Think about it too. When he first got voted in, they didn't really, whatever. People didn't really hate him.
Well,
they did.
Well, no. Think about how it first started out, though. Like, people forget at that election, we for like 2 months didn't know who our president was.
Yes, that whole Florida thing. And yeah, the votes and another whole Florida thing, go figure. But then,
hanging Chads.
Do you think? Yeah, I hung with Chad a few times. How many presidents and then have our country attacked and then everybody's behind him? You know what I mean? He had a lot of support. And then immediately right after that, you could just, if it was a stock market crash, it would be the top of the pyramid, bam, down. Nobody wanted anything to do with him. And realistically, you know, he didn't do that terrible of a job. He didn't do that great. Nobody ever does a fucking great job. That's part of the thing as being a president. You're never going to get 90% of the stuff that you ran on is never going to happen. You just try to sweep the 10% in. It's shit. If anybody's seen Veep, that's got to be definitely how shit they're going.
One of my favorite shows of all time.
they got, you know, when Selena's like, we got to get one of my fucking things through here or what have I done? So that's why you'll see the fucking weird healthcare bill or the something else so they can get one of the things they promised through.
One of my dude, Veep was such a brilliant show, by the way.
Oh, and you didn't want to see Julia Louis-Dreyfus cursing. She's fucking hilarious when she's dropping F-bombs.
But you know our politicians do talk that way, though, right?
Absolutely.
Behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
You know they do.
Absolutely they do. That's why the you know, you may not agree with him, but that locker room talk statement that fucking Trump made, those motherfuckers are doing the same thing. Don't tell me that Elizabeth Warren isn't dropping motherfuckers and calling people cunts. Because she certainly is. She looks like a grouchy old bitch that would do that.
Timothy B. Simmons, the guy that played the character Jonah in Veep, you know, Jonah, the
yeah,
one.
That guy is great at playing the squirrely character.
Yeah, he was. I thought he was great on that show. But my favorite part was when they went to go visit over in Europe and, like, I think the prime minister grabbed Julia Louis-Dreyfus's hit.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Something.
Yeah. That was great. That guy was also in the interview. He played a reporter. He meets up with Seth Rogen at some bar.
Oh, yeah, man. Veep was a very underrated show. Like,
I think a lot of people watched it, obviously, if it kept going for how many seasons they do. Like, five
I think
or
it's six or the I think five or six. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, it was
the,
really
the bald
really
guy
good.
Matt Walsh. He's hilarious in all the stuff that he's in.
Well, they had a lot of like unknown, like unless you're like a fan of comedy, like they had a lot of those little unknown people in the show that were funny as hell, though.
What about
like
my
the
girl?
One? Anna Klumpke or whatever.
Yeah. She's pretty good looking. She grew up to be pretty hot.
Yeah, that movie made me sad as a kid. Macaulay Culkin, you know, getting stung by the bees and stuff. Dan Aykroyd. And then what's her face? The hermaphrodite nine finger chick in that movie as well, too.
Probably. I'm
also
the one
that was in True Lies. What was her name?
The Arquette?
No. She was in Trading Places as well, too. The one with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. That was another movie because Dan Aykroyd was in My Girl as well, too. She was in all the Halloween movies as well, too.
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yes. Everybody says that she's got a missing finger and was hermaphrodite.
You should have said
her name.
You known her from her shit girt commercials, Activia. Then I would have known her right off the bat. Mm. Everybody knows her from that instead of acting nowadays.
But do you think that they used a body double in that scene in True Lies? Because her body was absolutely amazing in True Lies where she was doing that
thing. She was good looking in Trading Places, too.
Yeah, well, they showed boobs in that one.
I mean, I bet her body was together. She seems like a person that would keep herself together, especially if it's a scene like that, you know? And it's not like she had to get naked for the True Lies one.
No, but I mean, she had that high rise.
She was looking. Yeah, that weird high rise.
Do you remember the bikinis like they used to wear the high rise? Like they would just be up over the hip.
That's how you know if you're watching a 90s show or an 80s show now. Look at the bikini.
Man, like, seriously, I don't know, man. All of our topics do end up leading to movies.
They all end up leading to True Lies for some reason. I think it's because of Tia Carrera.
I know you're not a big comic book superhero person.
No.
And I'll leave it at this. Did you see the new Spider-Man trailer?
No, but I saw that Michael Keaton's going to play Batman again. So that got me intrigued because I like the Michael Keaton Batman.
What's your favorite Michael Keaton role?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Mr. Mom is kind of underrated.
Mr. Mom is definitely good. I liked him in Johnny Dangerously. I liked him in his very first movie that he was in, Night Shift.
I mean, Beetlejuice was up there, but I mean, everybody
Beetlejuice
liked Beetlejuice.
Was really good.
What'd you think of Birdman? I think
it was okay.
Gimmicky
You know what movie I liked? The one where he's like a lawyer and he's a cokehead, and then he's like, ends up going to rehab, and he like runs out of the rehab, and then he's just doing blow. And it was kind of a crazy 80s movie.
Everybody forgets about Michael Keaton and Jackie Brown.
He was great in Jackie Brown. Yeah. Cause his part was tiny. He's just an FBI agent that's there. You know what I mean? That other guy with the mustache had more of a speaking role than Michael Keaton, but Michael Keaton's great when he's interrogating Jackie Brown and stuff. Pam Grier. That was a great movie.
Now, man, I know we're going really, really long. Quentin says one more movie and he's done. What is he going to do?
As long as he doesn't do a Star Trek movie, I'd be okay. Do one with your own characters. Now, if you're if you're not going to count a Star Trek movie as one of your movies, then do both.
Would it be a bad idea where he does a movie where it kind of interconnects? Maybe, you know how everybody was like, man, MCU kind of planned out the last 10 years. You know, it started with Iron Man and then ended up with Endgame. Mm-hmm. Has he been planning this out the whole time where stuff is interconnected and we just didn't know it? Or
I think part of that, and it would be nice if he wrapped it all up like that, because, you know, for years they were talking about how he's going to make a movie about the two Vega brothers.
I would love that. Because the one Vega was Michael Madsen and John Travolta, right?
Yeah. And both of which, I like Michael Madsen as an actor. He could use the role. And what has Travolta been in, you know, that's been decent as of late? Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing at all.
He seems like he's taking on more work now that his wife has died, which I completely forgot that she died last year.
Yeah, Kelly Preston.
God, she used to be hot.
Dude,
speaking of her love of the game that we talk about all the time, that stupid movie, there she is again.
The my favorite scene of hers of all time was in Jerry Maguire, where she's like, never stop effing me. Remember, like, she was just like getting after really. And then she punched him in the face.
I thought your favorite scene was you had me at hello.
Oh, yeah. For the longest time, I thought her and the singer Jewel looked like each other.
Ooh, Renee Zellweger playing Jewel coming this fall. Now her face doesn't look like Jewel because she got that work done.
No, I she went way, dude, man, the plastic surgery. I was reading a story. They're talking about women going so overboard with the plastic surgery. They're starting to they're calling it alien face.
That's what happened to Khloe Kardashian. Have you seen her face lately? It's like,
no, I haven't.
She looks like she is wearing a mask. I saw her on a commercial for something because apparently she gets migraines or some shit. And I was watching, we don't have regular TV. So anytime it's on, I just kind of look up and see what's on. And I forget.
Well, they say
I was in the bar eating and her face. Well, she got work done. She's got the Michael Jackson pointy nose. Her face does not move because she's had so much Botox done to it. It's like she got her fucking jaw stretched out or something. It's insanity. And I honestly thought Khloe Kardashian back in the day with no work done wasn't very bad looking. She was a big giant bitch, but I kind of like giant chicks.
I mean, I got to give him credit for knowing how to work. I do really think the whole Kim Kardashian, Ray J sex tape was all planned. Like,
and it wasn't that good. She looked like she would be a bore in bed.
Yeah, but I mean, that was the foundation that started the whole empire.
And who would have thought that Bruce Jenner's worth more now being Caitlyn than he would have ever been as Bruce.
Do you have Netflix?
Yes.
Okay. There is a documentary that I'm going to watch tonight, and it intrigues me because this guy is buried. His gravesite is in Orlando. But there's a lot of dark, twisted things and money grabbing and fighting over the estate of Bob Ross, the painter Bob Ross, you know, the one.
Oh yeah,
that,
I saw that documentary was on there. Yeah, and they worded too, when all he was wanting to do was happy trees. Now the fight over his estate. These
people but
get
I mean,
bitter. Remember when Casey Kasem died? They were like fighting over his ashes.
Yeah. And I mean, for a while they didn't even know where he was at. Right?
No, like, they couldn't find him. How do you lose Casey Kasem? And then remember when Gary Coleman died, he had like no money left. I think he had like $1,500 in the bank and his family was fighting over that.
I mean, it's really, really crazy. Charlie, I'm going to talk to you because, you know, with the monetization of the YouTube channel, we've been talking about this of doing weekends with Charlie Alamo on the YouTube channel. We need to sit down with me, you, and the Vulture and get that started, because I think that would be a great thing.
Yes, give people something to watch, you know, on Saturday and Sunday, or Sunday and Saturday, whichever day.
Well, I just don't do too good where people are like, oh, Tuttle needs to move the weekends and let's just give the Charlie Monday through Friday. I'm just joking.
I want to do weekends because then people can watch it whenever they want to. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to have a couple drinks and watch me, you know, get a bit stupid and make a fool of myself, then you can.
Exactly. All right, Charlie, tell people how they can check you out.
Well, just you can follow me on Twitter at Real Lame Charlie, and make sure you go subscribe to youtube.com/Tuttle. And so pretty soon there'll be some new content coming up there from Tuttle's channel, which we've been talking about as well. I got some ideas for some stuff for you to do as well, little Tuttle updates and things like that. So.
Well, I also do want to do a Patreon. I want to get Patreon stuff
started. I
think
you should. And that's when, and then when you hit a certain amount of, because we've talked about this a few times, you were talking about reaching a certain amount of either subscribers or like a dollar amount. And then that's when it'll be the Tuttle tell all, and any questions will be answered, and we can finally,
I finally got it.
We got a few demons that are going to get woke up.
A certain radio person used to say, I got pictures. I got plenty of pictures.
That's Wadley?
Yeah. No. No. You know who it is.
Diaz? Ron Diaz?
Yes. Yeah. No, I never met him. I want to.
I do, too. He seems like a badass.
He's jacked as fuck, too.
I know.
Man.
That's like, so cool. I mean, he's like an old wrestler. You know what I mean? Like, a few years ago, here's a perfect example. Even though he's kind of, you know, out of shape or whatever. I saw, Jesus, what the hell is that stupid guy's name? Now I can't remember. He's not stupid. Greg the Hammer Valentine.
I thought you were going to say New Jack.
No, I wish I saw New Jack before he died. But I saw Greg the Hammer Valentine. He was here for some...
Wait, New Jack's dead?
New Jack died this year. He died a few months ago, man.
No way.
Yeah, he had a heart attack.
That was one of the most uncomfortable interviews, because he was in studio.
Have you
and
seen
he was
his,
so intense.
His Dark Side forehead, of the Ring episode that they did a few years or a few months before he died. That was great.
That kid, I don't feel bad for him.
Absolutely not. Especially back then, if you're going to lie about that shit, and like New Jack said, you're new in the locker room. The last thing you want to do is fucking go up to somebody and be like, can I get my stuff in? Fuck that. You just want to go up there and be like, look, what do you want to do? Don't try to fucking, don't open me up the hard way and fucking all gig myself. You don't ask somebody. That's how dumb this motherfucker was.
No, New Jack only does shoot matches, right? Like, I mean, basically.
Yeah. So if you don't want him to fucking, don't ask him to fucking gig you.
Because he will cut you deep.
He'll pull out Wolverine fucking knives that he's wearing and fucking cut your goddamn scalp up. He's like, I'm going to cut that motherfucker's head off. He should, you know, I mean, if you're going to do that, he's well within his rights. And if you don't like it, then fuck you, because that was bullshit. You don't lie about your age and then do that. And then his dad's over there calling him the N-word. And it's just, you know, why wouldn't he have jumped the way that he did? And he got away with it.
That was the most quietest I had ever been during an interview, an in-studio interview, because I didn't want to say anything, like, to, like, set him off.
You told me that Rey Mysterio was very intense.
No, I mean, the saddest interview, that when Jake the Snake Roberts came in.
I thought you were going to say when Mark Mero came in.
No, no. Mark Mero is one of the kindest guys, but
you'd have to be if your wife was Kara. You were supposed to be the top star, and then a few years later, you're carrying your wife's bags in.
But this is when Jake was still like hitting it hard with the drugs and stuff. Ugh.
Isn't he a guy that is surprising that's still alive? Is Jake the Snake Roberts?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm gonna send you the audio. You know what? I'm gonna end the interview because I don't even want to spoil it. I'm going to send it to you, and I want to get your comments on it. when David Carradine came into the studio.
Oh, yeah. You told me about this. I haven't heard the audio, but it sounds
very.
He was a that was a weird guy. You know, there was Gary Busey was talking about David Carradine because David Carradine was on that show Kung Fu. Remember back in the day where he played like the Asian master that would run around and beat these guys. And he said that he was on that one episode and David Carradine dosed him with acid.
Yeah, David Carradine
went to grab his orange juice and he fucking drank it. And he's like, and then I got on the set and that's when things started moving and getting crazy.
It was one of these interviews, and I'll just give you a little sneak peek, okay? was one of those interviews where he would only, like, give you maybe, at tops, a five-word answer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, like, it was so painful. And Russ wasn't even hosting that day. It was Dirty Jim Colbert, who is now the host of Afternoons. And it was so bad, the first segment, you know what Dirty Jim does? All right. Hey, David, can you stick around for another segment? and Carradine was like, yeah. And he was like, be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Monsters in the Morning. We were like, fuck.
That's great. So this must have been around the Kill Bill time then, right?
Oh, probably 5 or 6 years before Kill Bill. It
before
was
before that. So he wasn't horrible. He wasn't really doing anything at the time.
Nothing at all. And he thought he was the biggest movie star in the world. I'll end it at that.
Think he suicide or do you think Hitman killed him quickly?
Oh, no, definitely masturbation with what
about
the
his,
belt.
What about his brother, Robert? Okay, let's end the show
well,
now.
Well, Robert was great in
Revenge
Dexter.
Of the Nerds.
He was in Dexter.
See, that's something I never really watched.
Yeah, and they're bringing that shit. They're bringing that back too. And
I couldn't
I'm
get into
not even
it.
Gonna waste my time on it.
Nah, fuck it. All right.
Well, what's his face though? Oh, god damn it. What was his name? The guy from Battlestar Galactica that was the lead guy. Oh shit. Anyways, we're gonna keep going on and on and on. Anyways, Charlie, I appreciate the time, man, and I will talk to you later, okay?
All right, thanks for having me on.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketPairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by jcvoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with 2 D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.